Let's have a go and see. Now, this is Shan Bigwood in the library in Horsey Manor on September the 18th, 2015. I'm here interviewing Alan Brommel, who is, with a group of us, resident at the Manor for the annual general meeting, which took part yesterday. Alan's been involved, as far as I'm concerned, with the Manor for a number of years, but I'd like to hear a little bit from you, please. Alan, can you tell me what, when you were born, where you were born, and how you became involved with Horsey?
Right.
Yeah, and folk in general, as well as Horsey.
Okay, Shan. It's a bit of a long story, but I was born on the 27th of May, 1944. I was born in a little place called Hawell, which is near Okehampton. I lived around there for about 20 years. And then I got married. I got twin daughters. Then I moved on to, got divorced, I'm afraid. But then I met Eufine. Eufine was a folk dancer. I was not a folk dancer. I was an old-time dancer. So I used to really enjoy, entertain people three nights a week with old-time dancing. And that was quite something to do in Old Tell. But then Eufine got me involved in folk dancing. And then she got married, and we came up here, and it was about 30 years ago. So, yes, been around for a little while, but I'm sure you've been around here a lot longer.
I've been around in life a lot.
Yes, I know that. But, that's what I'm roughly doing. I've been doing. I've enjoyed folk. I've played in a band. I never used to play in a band before I met Eufine. Somebody asked Eufine to play in their band, and then I said, I got a bit bored, so I picked up a bodhran, and then I got fed up with a little bit of a bodhran, then I got a set of drums, and I had a really good time playing.
Do you play any other instrument?
Only the bodhran and the drums. That's enough for me, Sharon.
The melody.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just on the back and I can just keep the bass going. And it's all right.
When did you first become involved with Horsey?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I think it must have been in 83, around about in the 80s. So we've been looking, trying to work out that, but I think that's when it was, because I got married in 82 to Eufine. She didn't get me up here right away, but once she got me up here, I'm afraid that was it, because she's enjoyed herself so much and has done a lot of things here.
Yes, you've been involved with other things apart from music.
Yeah, I was involved with Peter Swan a fair bit when they forestry redone the woods at the back of the manor, and they told about 500 trees, I think it was at the time. I can't remember what trees, but we looked after the trees. We used to go up trimming them, and it was good. Every time you can come to a meeting, Peter and myself used to go up and trim the trees. There's some very nice trees, sized trees up there. Some even been took down now, which breaks my heart a little bit to see them sawed down. But
on the other hand, they need the wood for the fire.
For the new builder. Mm. But
for the new build. Oh, I see. Yes, they had to saw the trees down
so they can. Yeah.
But the wood was then used for the fires.
Fires here,
It was a very useful exercise.
Yes. There's only some been took down, so not too bad. Then I used to help do a little bit to the gardening.
Oh, yes.
And the gardening used to be pretty good. I used to go around and take off the ivy off of the walls. I'm afraid I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like to see that stone walls was built for a purpose, not to grow ivy. So when I came here first, the front was covered in ivy. And I started to take it down. And just below the manor, there's a garden centre, and a poor old fella down there come to me and he said, "You're not allowed to take down that ivy." I said, "Why is that though?" "Oh," he said, "the council said that got to be there all the time." So I said, "Oh yeah." So I said, "If the wall falls down and you can go into the council and say, you got to put it right because the gardener, you and the gardener said it, I couldn't take the ivy down." "Oh no," he said, "I didn't say that." I said, "Well, you just said it." I said, "You said I got to leave the ivy up." "Oh no," he said, "no, no." He wasn't very happy with me taking down this ivy.
This was on the wall?
On the front.
On the front wall.
That was covered. That was really bad.
Yeah.
So there, that was one thing. I've really cleared it now. And it's nice to come up here now and see that it's all, everybody's keeping it clear because you've got lovely stonework in front of the manor.
Yeah.
The gardens is the same inside. I clear the stones off, ivy off there. And the gardens is looking lovely now.
They are looking good.
Yeah.
Even though the sheep came in and ate Maureen's gold.
Oh, shame, but.
But she's done well. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's done marvellous, and
yeah,
having some good old times. I met Malcolm. It was here, and
Malcolm Bowman.
And I never forget. He put up a great big marquee down through the lawn, and it was for some celebration then, and we had this firm come in, and we went down there just before the fair was on, craft fair, and the flooring was awful. You could stand on it, it'd just fall down through it. Malcolm said, "Come on out, we've got to strip it, take it all up again, the flooring." And this was just before the fair, and I had to take up all the old flooring again, and Malcolm was very good at that.
Yeah.
I said, "I'd relay it."
We were good times when Malcolm
Yeah, Malcolm was brilliant. I used to get on with Malcolm.
Too.
Yeah, he looked brilliant.
Mm. I think you've done. What about the drains?
The drains, we had another go there in the Moose. They had a problem with the toilets being blocked up, and when they had somebody come in and put the camera down to check the pipes, and all the pipes were broken. And at the time, Derek Byron was the manager, and he said. Derek Byron.
No, he was chairman.
Chairman.
Chairman of council.
Chairman, that's right. Well,
yes.
Time's gone.
Yes, right.
And then Derek said, "Come on," he said, "perhaps us could lay the pipes, relay it all." So then there was Brian Heaton and Alan Corkett. So he said, "Right, can us do it?" And it's got a chap called Digger Driver. I think he was called Derek. He come in, right? It's your Jason Digger come in. And we dig right across the lawn. It was 8 foot deep in places.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a bit way down. But we got it in there. But then we found out this had started on the Monday. And on the Saturday, there was a wedding. And it was a big wedding here. And a chap been round here decided where to take his photos. But he would have to be taking his photos where we digged up to. So we had to finish it by the Friday. So we was out there 6 o'clock mornings, laying these pipe, taking the chippings. And we did manage to, there's a big heap of earth out there, I'll tell you, 8 foot deep. Anyway, we did manage to put new pipes in, new sewer pipe. That's from the Moose right out to the front gate. And, that saved a lot of money, but it was long days to...
When was that? What sort of period? Was that the 90s or late 80s?
It must have been late 90s or 2000. Because it's altered the Moose. I was trying to work it. When I started on suite in the Moose, again, it's just... that was where Brian and Derek, everybody wanted the Moose on suite,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have the money so much, but so we said, "Right, here, we will have a go And Alan was there again. So start doing that.
It's interesting, Alan, because those were the days when members of council actually physically used to do work for the manor.
Yeah.
Not very many of them.
No, it changed, really. It changed because they got more professional and...
Health and safety.
Health and safety come in. We done about four rooms start with, and then we was there for about 3 weeks. It's just run out of time. It's just could not do it. And then they brought somebody in finish it off.
Right.
Yeah, just quite interesting old job. And put a lot of time up here.
You have, yes. Yeah.
But 10 Christmases here as well. One Christmas was quite good. It snowed. It really did snow. It was lovely to walk outside the door in all the snow. But the electric went. Oh. I don't know if you can remember that at all.
I remember the electric going many times, but I wasn't here.
It was Christmas. But the funny thing about it was the electric at the time was coming in on two power lines. So we had electric upstairs, but not downstairs for the cooking. So we had to get a lot of cables from upstairs down to downstairs so they could put on the cooker and do our Christmas dinner. It was good old days, really.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's very good. We really enjoyed it. And, it's good old times.
Yes.
But another time, say about this old gardener down there, poor chap's gone on now, but I was down there trimming up the ivy, and there's a great big holly tree down there. And this holly tree, every time the mush goes cutting the grass, this holly tree was catching the chap's head. And he was a nuisance there, really. He's had the wall too. He was pushing the wall out. So I said, the gardener should have ting down, you know. No problem there, ting down. He said, no. So anyway, I went away 1 week and he come back. Yes, holly tree was gone. God, when I come up, said this gardener, he said, you took the holly tree down. I said, I did. He said, yeah. He said, you shouldn't have turned down, he said. I said, why? He said, you shouldn't do. That's holly tree. I said, oh, yeah, okay then. So the gardener said, I didn't say nothing to him because he had a go at me as well. He said, he had a really go at me. He said, telling me that you took the holly tree down. He said, I never said nothing to him because he was a bit wound up. So I said, all right. And anyway, about 2 months afterwards, old gardener chap come up to me. He said, look, he said, I got to apologise to you. He said, the gardener told me he took the holly tree down. I was letting him warm for a time. Yeah, I got accused of a lot of things here. But
Good job, well, you got broad shoulders.
Well, yeah, I'm not a small one. Another thing for laughable. Just when Derek was here, a lot of things happened when Derek was here as chairman, but he said, we used to go up and check all the bedrooms and see, look, everything was all right. And we was looking, Newfin said to me, I said, I think that ceiling's getting a little bit wetter when we was here last time. So I said, well, Derek said, well, you think he is? I said, yeah, so go upstairs and he said, go upstairs over in the attic, have a look. So I said, all right, so put the ladder up in the mantel and got up there. Yeah, nice going through the attic, but that was easy. But then I had to go through another little door to get into the main attic. Well, that was something too. I got my shoulders through, just because I'm not a small one. And then I got as far as my waist, and I couldn't get no further. There I was up in the attic, nobody else up there. And there I was rocking up behind the Shermano, and I was like a stranded whale. And, I couldn't hardly move my arms, my legs, I couldn't hardly pull myself back or push myself on. So,
had you signed in the health and safety?
That was gone. But that I did manage to get out in the end, but then I had to send Derek up there because he's a little whippersnapper. He could go through it. And I thought, When I forgot opera, I started a pipe, one of the old copper pipes was leaking. In the 60s, they sold very cheap copper pipe, and they used to go porous, and this is one of these very cheap porous pipes. So Derek said, that's no problem, he said. Go and turn off the water. Well, we searched around for a lot of stopcocks in the manor, because there is umpteen of them, and we thought we found the right one, we thought. So Derek got his axle out and cut the pipe. Well, we're cutting the pipe. We soon found out it was not the stopcock. He was spraying the water off. But then he bent the pipe over and he could stop the water. But, oh, we took some time to mend that pipe because we couldn't find no stopcock. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's good fun with Derek and Brian up here and Alan. He used to do a lot of jobs.
Certainly were.
Yeah.
You know, when I came over, you were very often out there.
Yeah. I do painting and all sorts. We could take it on then, but you can't do it today.
And no, you can't.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, really. You know, this, I suppose it's a modern way, really. But,
yes, well, as they say, health and safety and everything else. And the manor is used much more now by people.
Being truthful, if people coming in here now, you know, they look for things more, better, you know. Like en suite, you wouldn't dream it years ago, but...
And we didn't have the bar.
No.
Did you come before the bar was here or not?
No. I think the bar was other side.
No, it's always been there. It was here, yes.
It's just a long time ago.
Well, they've been good days, and apart from playing, you also dance, don't you?
Yes. Not so much now, but... Yeah, I used to dance a lot as well.
And sing. Yeah. Do you sing?
No. No, they say never put a microphone in front of me.
Well, Alan, I've got to see if this is... I might have not been recording.
Well, it'll be something if you have. Well, we'll have a little go and see what's happened here.
We'll have a go and see what
happens. See what happens.
If it has
nonsense
been going,
come out.
I say thank you very much for this interview, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, Rajah, thank you very much.
We'll
I hope it's
worked. We'll have a go and see if it's worked.
Yeah, there's a red light on. I don't know about green.